You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. President Donald Trump's team now pivoting to transition plans with us, CBS's Jake Rosen. Jake, what's happened so far?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Right now, we know that the Trump campaign transition is officially underway. This comes after Donald Trump and President Biden spoke yesterday. Vice President Harris and President Trump spoke yesterday. So right now, what's going on is there are meetings underway, a vetting process for potential people that could be working in a Trump administration. And the Trump campaign touted all along that they believe that this time, opposed to 2015, 2016, early 2017, that they will have loyalists in place to do what President Trump wants on day one, and that there will not be people around or brought into a new administration that do not have, you know, the exact ideas that former President Trump has as they move to take over the White House in a couple months.
Dick, one of the things that we're hearing is that the Trump team is planning to install possibly some interim secretaries or directors of some agencies while they're waiting for some of the appointments so that they can push through policy priorities quickly. Is there any truth to that?
So certainly one angle that they could possibly take, I think, when you think about something like the Department of Justice and what happens to that remaining federal case against former President Trump, Jack Smith has to find a way to either pause it, wind it down, or potentially be fired when Donald Trump comes into office. And the person who would do that would likely be a temporary department head as they're working to confirm all of these people. Again, you have to get a majority in a lot of these committees. And as the Senate is still being sorted out, obviously the Republicans are going to have control, but it would become a lot easier if they keep winning these outstanding seats to make anyone who they want in positions of power in the cabinet or political appointees across the world in terms of, you know, ambassadorships and things like that.
Does it appear that maybe the Trump team is going away from establishment Republicans, as it were, and looking at more political outsiders?
Political outsiders and allies of Donald Trump. I think when you think about how that first Trump term went, right, they brought in people who had worked in past administrations who a lot of them eventually came out in opposition to Trump or resigned after a couple of years or months over big policy disagreements. Think about what happened with military generals, people in the national security space. That's certainly one thing to keep an eye on. And think about the people that Donald Trump has openly speculated about bringing in, people like Robert F. Kennedy to do something in the healthcare part of the government, whether that's an official cabinet position or something else on a smaller scale. Someone like Elon Musk, again, people who technically have never worked in the government but work around the government. And Elon Musk, who Donald Trump says would be tasked in terms of government cutting government spending, well, where does exactly that position fit in to write an official White House job or just some kind of informal advisor? So there's a lot of moving pieces around. Certainly those two people are something to keep an eye on as you kind of look forward, in addition to people who have been surrounding themselves with Donald Trump and down the campaign trail. Marco Rubio, think of people like Vivek Ramaswamy. Do these people, you know, lean in further to the Trump brand or stay in their positions that they have now?
Jake, one of the things that Mr. Trump promised that he was going to do is on day one, there's a list of things that he wanted to throw out there and get completed. Does it appear that his team is now trying to get things lined up so that he can act on those promises?
Yeah, and I think that really starts day one yesterday, right? T plus one after Election Day, with some of the phone calls that he had with people like Benjamin Netanyahu, people like Viktor Orban, people like Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine, trying to work on some of these peace deals he wants. Obviously, he would need a firmer government operation once Donald Trump is officially in office to maybe see some of these things through. You know, he needs more support in the Senate if he wants to do tax policy like he's promised for the last couple of months, redoing the Trump tax cuts, bringing in new policies like no tax on tips or overtime or Social Security, things like that. He will need government levers to do that. But in terms of day one moves on things like immigration, things like the economy, opening up drilling on federal lands, you know, some of these things he can certainly do right away when he gets in office.
CBS politics reporter Jake Rosen, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.